The story of the first great wave of Irish immigration to New York is not a happy one. Millions of Irish arrived here during the 19th century, many of them ancestors of those at this dinner dance. Many were seeking refuge from political or religious persecution. Others were fleeing the Great Famine of 1845 to 1852, when more than a million Irish died of starvation and disease. The immigrants met further hardship when they reached New York.
Well, there was tremendous discrimination against them. Signs went up all over New York and Boston, no Irish need apply. And they were lampooned regularly in the press as idiots, as garbage, and so they needed to get together.
Brian O'Dwyer, chairman of the nonprofit Emerald Isle Immigration Center, explains that that experience sparked a deep involvement in local politics that continues to this day.
We learned very quickly that the only way that we could combat oppression is by being in and of ourselves part of the politics and making sure that we took part of the great American democracy. And that developed a whole brand new way of thinking by the Irish, as opposed to any other immigrant group before or since, that you needed to organize, you needed to be part of the fabric of American society quickly so that you could make your mark in America.